Cause I wasn't raised like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
My father,
military minded. My mom and shit at the time, you know what I'm saying? She was in fucking FBI and shit. You know what I'm saying? The way we fucking grew up, our shit was king. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this was my room,
57-46.
Man, this motherfucker be, it look like I wouldn't have had nothing. It'd be just the right amount of shit in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Shit be positioned right and all that shit. Like, it'd look like the room. You know what I'm saying? Man, bro,
that's true. You're
not organized.
Man, right. But she wants shit her way and shit. And I'm like,
it's almost like, you said something last week about it. You said, you see the physical a lot of times, and then we kind of get away from, we don't get away from it, but we kind of don't really pay as much attention to certain things that we not able to deal with.
Right. Or,
then they'll say, if you bring it up, you saying there's something wrong with me. See, it's the trivial shit. You gotta be able sometimes just to read them without saying nothing.
Man, I want to start a podcast, but like, I would have liked to have Shorty here, but I kind of don't. But it's like, I need women in the room to answer this question as well. Because I don't want it just to be the fellas and shit, but my question is, you know what I'm saying, that probably gonna do a podcast on shit, you know what I mean? This shit gonna be intense. What makes a woman feel like she's entitled to a man's phone?
Cool.
When they start dating and shit.
Not the phone.
You know what I'm saying? Not husband and wife. We talking boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you dating or engaged and shit, like,
none of that.
You know, like, what? And then if you got it, right, y'all exchange it. Let's say y'all, you know what I'm saying, okay with exchanging, you know what I'm saying, the passcodes or the fingerprints, whatever the fuck.
She has an opportunity.
What makes you go through the jump? You know what I'm saying? What makes you just think you can just go through it whenever you feel like? And then when you go through the jump, you don't go through it like when you right there or something. Like, oh, boo, let me see your phone. You know what I'm saying? Maybe on some, you in the shower or
you just trying to find something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what made you just start doing this?
Why are you trying to find something? What are you looking for?
Yeah, what are you looking for? Like, what made you, you know what I'm saying? Why do you do that? You know what I mean?
Cause you can just ask.
Right.
Are you cheating on me? What? Are you messing around? Or how many other girls do you talk to? You can ask these valid questions. See, the issue is some women don't think that they're going to get an honest answer.
Exactly.
And then when they get an honest answer, it burns them because now they don't have no rebuttal. And when you don't have a rebuttal for a man, it's almost like you defeated.
But
you feel defeated as a woman. You're like,
I can't control him.
Is this a turn on for me, or is it?
Do I want to give him that much control?
I'm scared.
Do I want to be that submissive?
Yeah, exactly. Do I want to be under that?
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they do and they don't.
They do and don't. Right?
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Because they have it set in their mind. Oh yeah. I already know how he's gonna turn out already. It's like, damn.
If you're going through somebody's phone, you have some doubt to begin with.
Yeah, you got insecurities.
You have insecurities and you have trust issues.
Yeah, you have trust issues.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, going into that. Good point. We talked about it earlier. Having a woman and as a friend, what type of friendship do you have with her outside of the physical? Is it possible to have just mental friendship with women? And you got a wife, for women that have husbands,
or to not think
you
sexually
have male
with that
friends.
Woman.
Yeah, exactly. How possible is that to continue that? Oh, it happens. But I mean,
you don't gotta act on it, but you gonna think about it. You be like, damn, she got something that's sexy to you. You be like, damn, she got a pretty ass little mouth.
Yeah, it's possible, but
It's possible to avoid the actual happening.
Sometimes point just like a fucking bubble on your face, you know what I'm saying? Pimple is gonna come to a head. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, for either one, whether they both already got the attraction to each other, you know what I'm saying? Or one or the other, you know what I mean? When that opportunity, that door open, that possibility is there. You know what I'm saying? It's,
you know it's there for a long time.
Sky's
you just
limit.
Never acted on it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It could have been wrong timing, you know what I'm saying? They both are in relationships and shit. And you know what I mean? They just, you know, talk buddies and shit. But, man, I've been there.
In the perfect world,
go
yeah,
out on dates, you know what I'm saying? Dinner, you know what I mean? Lunch, you know what I mean? Movies, go out, you know, like Dave and Buster's, you know what I'm saying? Or do, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that y'all interested in, you know what I mean? And like, you know, it'll be stuff sometimes that may not be with your significant other. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that'll be the draw. That'll be the thing, you know what I'm saying? Because even though you might be with somebody you got things in common with, you might have more in common with her.
That's exactly.
Mm-hmm. Certain things is not the same.
Certain things you know
somebody
talk
else
about with another woman, or right, that you can't talk about with
she
your
may
own.
Talk about how she cooking every day. Your lady may not be cooking her at all, you know what I'm saying? Or
there you go.
From sex, you know, sporadically, you know what I'm saying? She may cook Monday, Wednesday, or
right.
Every other day we on our own and shit, if ain't leftovers or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, how affected should the person that you are with be affected by that relationship you have with that person? I guess you'd be that podcast question for me.
How quickly you nip it.
Yeah,
right. Should they try to even be a part of that? Should they just sit back and say,
yeah,
all right, let me grow into it? Or should they be forceful into it? You know what I'm saying? Should they push themselves into it?
What does the
other? Yeah, to the person that, you know, you're cool with, you know what I'm saying? Should whoever you're actually with
be
in a relationship? No, yeah, exactly. Should they even be wanting to be pursued of?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I didn't try it.
Yeah, they should try to get the closest they can to it.
But from my personal experience, ain't working.
It don't work, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's because it's another female. I don't know if it's because it's looks. Or it's, you know what I'm saying, like you say, insecurity, trust issues, or assumptions. You know what I'm saying? Automatic assumptions. Oh, you done fucked that bitch before, and you gonna think you gonna be friends with that bitch up in my face. And,
right.
Yeah, I ain't even
that's
like
the
that,
questions
you know
right
saying?
There. Yep. Those are the normal questions.
Come on, yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet if I ask her, y'all probably already talked about it, so she probably just gonna lie for you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you got one of them type, immature-minded females, you know what I mean? But if you got a real one, oh yeah, let me meet her. Yeah, invite her over, you know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Matter of fact, hey, what's her number? Matter of fact, tell her to hit me, you know what I'm saying?
Set we can go meet up, this way.
You know what I'm saying? Get a drink or something. We can go get a glass of wine somewhere or something, you know what I'm saying? But majority,
I said that earlier.
Yes, vast majority.
Get yourself into it.
If you got like,
let me see where this woman is at. That's what she should be thinking.
Exactly.
So I can see what it is. Maybe
fit yourself into it.
That he's looking at, or he's looking for. See,
but you got
too often they don't want to look at us and say, what does he really want? Or what does he really want?
But then you got the.
They think. They are what you need, only what you
only
need.
Yeah.
But then you got the flip side of it. You know what I'm saying? When your lady got male friends, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, like I said, I done been through it, man, where like you meet somebody, they want you to cut off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody and shit. You know what I mean? And you be like, look,
that's
I can't just cut that's off that's everybody
tough.
Like that, because certain people is our connections.
Yes. Right.
They resources or sources, you
that's
know
right.
What I'm saying?
Right.
Of some sort, so.
No doubt.
And like, when you got certain shit going on, whether side hustles and all that, I can't discriminate against sex. I can't just make all my clients
males.
Males,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta trust me. You know what I mean? Just like I'm expected to trust you around work with these niggas hollering and whatever, you go to the store, gym, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to trust your word, you know what I'm saying? And believe you faithful and all that shit. Like I know people flirt and all that shit like that.
Yeah.
But each other gotta be a stack, you know what I'm saying? If it's somebody that you done fuck, did anything with, nah, you know what I'm saying? But if it's some genuine, like, yeah, he a friend or she a friend, like, it's not like that, you know what I'm saying? Or they may have somebody, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it's like that, like, man, shit, she got a man, you know what I'm saying? She got a husband, you know what I mean? Like, shit, we just cool, we kick it, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It shouldn't be that big of a deal, you know what I mean? Unless it's like...
I've had that happen before.
You invite, let's say, you and your lady. You invite the lady friend that you're friends with and her man or something like that.
Right.
And if your lady see you or, you know what I'm saying, she doing some extra shit at the joint, you know, the eyes and the...
Because she looking for it.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on what she wear and all that other crap, you know what I mean? Like, her lingo, you know what I'm saying? What she saying and all that, like, then yeah. You know what I mean? You might cut some shit off or whatever, but...
Yeah, I think so.
If it's some, like, you don't know if it's genuine or not, but, man, at the end of the day, it's gonna be tough, bro. It's gonna be tough.
Man. It's gonna be real.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like
possible.
It's
difficult.
This is how human beings think, male and female. But shit, she got male and shit. She got niggas motherfucking demons doing shit. Well, shit, I'm motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? I got me some couple bunnies and shit on the side. Well, shit, I got A B C D E M.
Got my options.
Fuck around, bullshit. She wants you, shit.
Nah, that's how I go though.
For real. For a little bit,
but it goes like that. Now, not on purpose. It just goes like that, like by principle. Like that's how the whole conversation started. Cause there is a few women like that that I know for a fact. I don't see us fucking right now. You know what I'm saying? But if we talk down the road, I can see us fucking. Because it's something there already. You know what I'm saying? It's like a long-term thing that my wife can see it, but she don't understand it, so it's not going to work out right now.
No, not going to understand it.
Yeah, for us to get close and talking, and I've even had business. Like you said, I brought the lady over. You know what I'm saying? She broke down the business plan and tried to even involve my wife. She was like, are you serious, nigga? Like, and she's pretty. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so this who you be with?
Yeah, this is who you be with when you be saying you going over here. This is who this is? Oh, okay.
What do you expect her to look like? That's the problem. What do you expect her to look like?
So I avoid these situations now. Before it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like the gender thing got to me. I was like, yeah, it's a girl. She don't have a problem with it. But now, I just avoid it.
I feel you, man. I feel you on that shit, man.
The one shorty, she helps me. Cause I told you about this girl. And she helps me avoid it because she's like, nah, this is too close. She's like, you and I are too much. And I believe her. But we're too much because she has her situation. I have mine. It's not the right time for us to be talking.
But mentally, couldn't y'all just be friends?
Like, oh, we are. That's what I mean. Yeah, we always gonna be friends. To us, wrestling, y'all can talk. Getting together, and
but the thought of the thought of sex together. Is always gonna be there. It can just be controlled.
The fucking sex is so hot. Yeah.
It could be controlled though.
It's there. And so I mean, we haven't had sex. What I'm saying,
like, this your coworker. Yeah.
You said
your thought. This your coworker.
Nah, this she used to work for UPS, but she quit. Oh. But she has her own business.
Oh shit!
And that's what we had started talking about, entrepreneurship and this and that. And I found myself gravitating to her just because Karina doesn't want to be involved with me with business.
Yeah, she ain't pushing me. Right?
Yeah, she's not trying to do no family own nothing. She's not into none of that. I've been trying to get her on board. So I was using that as an excuse to get close to this girl. And she, now the girl, you know what I'm saying? She broke the shit off of me because she saw it. She was like, I can see this getting too close. But you're right. You could have many multiple women. And
it shouldn't matter.
I guess it depends on
you. Shouldn't have to worry about if the person that I'm with is gonna
how y'all met,
how she's gonna perceive that.
What y'all went through and how deep those connections are and how deep those, you know what I'm saying, like you were saying, Jay. How, I guess it depends on how deep those connections and those bonds are that you have. And what, like if it's somebody you went through something with when y'all went to high school and there was a situation where she lost somebody and you was there the whole time or something, and she went just one of them type friends, or you know, y'all went to prom together but you wasn't each other's prom date, but you know what I'm saying? It's memory shit you carry with people and shit. And hey, you know, you got a family, I got a family, we should get together, and your wife and my other. Right. You have them joints, right?
Right.
But then when you have them, it's like, okay, what are we really doing?
It depends on which ones it is.
Like, yeah, are we
going to go to church together?
Are we going to have our kids go to the same basketball team? Is your son about to date my daughter?
No, we don't live in the same neighborhood.
Exactly.
I mean, where's the complete woman at, though?
That's different.
That's what I'm saying. Why would any woman be so sick in her mind to think that you would only be friends to just her and only talk to her because of her insecurities? Why would that, you know what I'm saying? Why would that even be logical?
Same reason they expect us to think. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one. I don't know. That's a tough one, there, guys.
Yeah, Jay, that might be the ultimate tough. Like you said, the women got to live.
Tough one, yeah.
To help us out with that one.
Yeah, because we got to be
able to speak on their end.
Well, we got to be able to do this.
Women always shut another woman down. That's competition. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what the situation is.
They stick together.
She see that you close to another girl, she going to hate that shit.
They stick together when they have to.
They ain't got to know each other.
They stick together when they have to. Just because it's that instinct.
Oh, my bad. Just for me.
Hey, I do have those sitting right there that's fresh on the stand right there. You want to open them up, and there's something right here too.
Components?
Yeah. But these type of questions, I do like setting it up where if they were here and be like, okay, there's a forum set up, and then we just kind of just have these open and then be able to formulate off of that. Because it is important. There's certain things you may, like we talked about earlier, I'm comfortable being here. But I'm also in this area of the house, or this area of the house, or doing this. But this is how I save money. I don't be out gambling, you know what I'm saying? I don't be out clubbing. Or I don't be out, you know what I'm saying, doing things that's out here that just have you out here in the streets. For what? But meeting women keeps you sharp, you know what I'm saying? Keeps you mentally sharp, especially when you have one. Because you get different insights from them. Oh, okay, that's why that happens.
Mm-hmm. So is it better just to have a bunch of them or one?
As many as you can handle.
Like ultimately,
as many as you can handle.
Which one will help you live the fuller life?
As many as you can handle for what you can handle them for, right? Yeah. If you got one that you just talk to spiritually, hey, I'm just having a rough week. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm just having me and my wife, XYZ. Or one of my other children, XYZ, sometimes you can't always go to your significant other and talk to them, write about them, if they're not trying to hit.
Yeah. But man, yeah,
that too.
Lady, I know my lady, but mine's probably, nah, I ain't gonna want to get no shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Well, look at that, I ain't trying to hear all that. We know.
It's crazy because...
That's the issue, one of the issues.
You know what I mean? It's like... When you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? You should be talking to each other about everything, but sometimes it's like you can't. Not you can't, but it's like you won't for some reason.
Because you don't want to hear the real answer about yourself.
Women aren't ultimate. Why does she feel like a woman feels that she's the end result? Everything's ends at her. She has the answer to everything. You can't possibly think that. You can't think that you're the best one out here.
Her experience.
Even though I'm supposed to treat you like that, like you're the best one, you can't possibly think that.
They know everything.
It's her, like it's her experience. Everything is intuition.
Everything is intuition. My intuition.
I just feel as if you...
And the feelings part. You pull the feelings card.
I just feel
man,
as
don't
as
get
I'm supposed to live off your feelings, right?
Man. Oh my goodness.
The feelings card is the worst one.
Well, they don't like being...
Emotions and feelings. Yeah,
feelings, same thing. Feelings, emotions, man.
The key is to not...
You cannot expect people to live off your feelings.
That's rough.
Why would you think people would live off your feelings?
Most men don't you know what I'm saying,
daddy,
live
off. Yeah, they're not attached to it.
Like a lot of women, you know what I mean, and men, you know what I mean, they wear they, you know, hot on their sleeves, like their feelings and shit on their sleeves and shit, like they sensitive, you know what I'm saying? So like, for example, them people, them same type people who sensitive, they'll say some shit to you, but let you go back at them and say some shit.
They can tell you,
you done, you the meanest, you the worst person, you disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? Because you done gave them a taste of their medicine, or you done stood your ground. You ain't give in and you know what I mean? Because you, at the end of the day, you got feelings too. You know what I'm saying? So if you come at me with some shit, this how I operate, this how I think mentally. I don't give a fuck what you come at me at. My lady, I don't give a fuck if it was, you know what, I feel some type of way about, you know, how you do whatever, or I feel as though da 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 da. If we start on that topic, to me, you just open the floor to talk about whatever the fuck I feel like about your ass. Because what we not about to do is keep this shit on me. Like, it's me.
Yeah, that's the last
thing. It's us. Because we in a relationship together, you know what I'm saying? But women sit up there sometimes and, you know, make you mentally think that you wrong and you guilty of some shit.
Oh, they definitely do the mind
games. You know what
games.
I'm saying? And you like, damn, I really got fucked up. I'm not really, and you like, hold on, yeah?
Nah,
man. Yeah, man.
Make it more than what it is. Just because you want to.
You gotta watch the mind fuck.
Hey, man, don't insult my toe.
Yup. That's the feelings.
That's the feeling.
That mind fuck.
I want my feelings to mean more than what you think.
Right.
You can't be right because my feelings are involved.
Mm-hmm.
What about mine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's because I'm a man, because I look macho to you at times.
Yeah, we supposed to be able to just handle any and everything. We supposed to just take it on the chin, keep it
get off my shoulders, like Jay say, huh?
Apologize for shit we ain't do. Nothing we did wrong, nothing we said wrong.
Nope.
We just apologize to satisfy your feelings or justify your feelings.
I think that was a word right there, bro. Ego.
Oh, ego, pride,
strategy.
Nice. Yeah. It's like y'all here playing on the chessboard, man.
Because women, you know what I'm saying, they pay attention more than us men do at times and shit.
Certain things,
you know what I mean?
Got it.
So, like, they'll do certain shit to try to break you out your norm, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he like to sit down, oh, I'm gonna do this, you know what I'm saying? See how he do this, or take to that, or I'm gonna say this, or whatever, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Touch you and shit, man. I believe so.
But they definitely want a response out of you for every question.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got the question, do you all want to live with a woman? You know what I'm saying? But I really want a lifestyle where I share my bedroom with somebody.
I don't want to move in with a
woman. See, good times.
You want to move a woman in with you?
If she move in with me,
yeah, that's
and I got my own.
Yeah,
yeah, that's different.
Okay, that's honest
answer. I'm saying, but that makes more sense. To move in with a woman that got her own, and your name ain't on it, and you helping her out with her bills and all that. Nah, don't do that, yeah.
Right, that's a separate.
Don't do that, yeah.
You're right about that one. Yeah.
If you gonna mess with a chick that got her own crib, it's okay to go over there from time to time. And stand your ground, because what's gonna happen is you start going over there every day. Next thing you know, oh, I need help with the cable, or I need help with this, and I need help with that, and she need help with all this shit. But like, bitch, you was paying all this shit before I got here by your goddamn self and was living flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Still vacationing and doing all this other shit, but now that I'm here.
So what happened?
You came for a shit. And then my shit is steady. Depleting like a motherfucker. I'm like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Start take a step back, start looking at shit, because you know they try to blind you with sex and shit. You know what I'm saying? And fuck all that shit. Like, I get to the point where it's more than to a relationship than sex and shit. Like, don't get me wrong, I gotta be sexually attracted, but if there's certain things that's going on, certain ways you acting, certain ways you talking, and mm-hmm. not really respecting me as a man, I'm gonna look at you totally different. I'm gonna find you unattractive. You know what I mean? When there's certain things that I'm doing as a man, and then when I come home as a man, there's certain things that you as a woman should be doing that hasn't been done. Not even a thought in your mind to get done. I'm looking at you different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because people get comfortable after a while and shit, and they start showing themselves and shit. You know what I'm saying? And the changes start coming because it's things that was being done in the beginning that they stopped doing or you stopped doing. You know what I mean? And because of certain shit, maybe something she said, something I said, you know what I'm saying? She did, I did, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. Something that happened, you know what I'm saying? An incident or anything, you know what I'm saying? A problem that you two was supposed to handle, but it wound up being you, or it wound up being her that handled it, and it wasn't y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, like
little holes that need to get filled in.
Like it's not a. Right. It's at,
so that comes at, back to the question what, again, bro.
What happens in the beginning? Everybody lustful.
How do you know that you're supposed to be with one person, or is it beneficial that you just be with multiple people?
Depends on what you really want from that a person to be with. Like you said, can you wake up with them? Can you go through this type of things and work them out and still want to be with them? Or is it paying you that much to stay with them and can't stay with them no more? Like, are the things you really wanted to do being done with that person?
Right. I truly believe we're here on missions. We're all here to accomplish things. So
right.
Everyone needs to figure out,
right.
is that we, better done alone?
We're going.
That's what I'm trying to figure point. Out.
We're going to break some hearts. We're going to get some hearts broken. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. That Bible stuff, whatever, I believe some of it to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? But that whole, like, wait till you get married, till you have sex and all that other shit. Probably if people did that, probably would be better off. But at the same time, that ain't the way life is for real.
No,
it's you not. Know what I'm saying? And thinking about our mom and dad and grandparents and great-grands, you know what I'm saying? They did it because the way the era was, the way life was then, that shit done changed, man. We in fucking 2021. These motherfuckers twerking, these bitches getting a bag, they motherfuckers getting BBW, BBLs, and all this other shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, they on floss and shit. They on the shit that we, only us men was on for a while, you know what I'm saying? Now the women, it's catching up and shit. Even though certain shit, they not getting as much money, it's paid as much as us, but some of them are. Some of them make more than men and shit now. You know what I'm saying? You got men in relationships where they girl make, their wife make more than them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of them feel this type of way, some of them don't. You know what I mean? And then you got the way it is now, like, motherfuckers don't got time for shit. It's one wrong move, you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you snore wrong, your fucking feet stink, your ass, whatever, you don't...
look wrong one day.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't like the back of his neck. It just look dirty all the time.
Just mm-hmm. working out my mouth.
You know, I was just thinking, mm-hmm. if we had kids, they probably had some nappy ass hair. Stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? People break up over it nowadays, you know what I mean? Then you gotta look at the fact that majority of time when people meet nowadays, how many single women out there you gonna meet that don't have no kids? And then if they don't, shit, good luck with them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got kids and they don't, oh man. Unless your shit together, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody wants, all these females want us to be traditional and all that shit, but the female has forgotten how to be traditional to the male.
You know what I'm saying?
Good luck out there on that battlefield, brothers. I ain't going back out there.
What woman, you know, getting up in the morning, they can have every morning now, and make sure a man got breakfast, make sure he got lunch.
You gotta do for yourself, both sides, men and women. You need to be able to do for yourself. Yeah, you gotta know how to clean.
His tea or his coffee in the morning, you know what I'm saying? When he come home, if he smoke.
Don't expect nobody to do that for you.
You know what I'm saying? Got his beer, liquor, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
We don't need no woman to do that for us. That traditional shit is over.
Then why are we still doing it?
We are.
Shit! You a damn lie. You ain't still doing traditional shit?
Stuff that I want to do.
Oh, go ahead, man.
No. If I don't want to do it, I don't do it.
Go ahead, man. You're doing it because it's embedded in you. It's breaded in you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? These women that's coming up now, that shit is not embedded or breaded in them, man.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm not going out of my way to
do this stuff. And then you got the women that's our age that want to be like them younger jumps. And shit. And motherfucker.
As the younger ones make you say, go ahead, good luck out there. Because I'm not dealing with none of that. Nowadays, I wouldn't be dealing, if I was by myself, I wouldn't be dealing with none of that youngness. That come and go, do what I want, this and that. That you can't build with somebody that always want to go and come and go as they want.
No. Well, especially if you don't have no communication, you know what I'm saying? Even with communication, shit can still be off, you know what I mean?
And then one wants a baby, one don't want a baby. No, I got time for all that. Give me a couple years, I'll be ready for a baby then.
Nah.
I'm ready for a baby now, so, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Nah, that's cost, man.
Yeah.
Then COVID babies, you talking about having babies during COVID. Why would you want to have a baby right now? You gotta be wild. If I meet a woman talking about in the early stages, yeah, I'm trying some kids next couple of years. Dangerous.
Nah, I'm trying.
Not during 2021. I don't want no woman talking about how she want a baby.
Trying to keep my debt down, get that down to zero, and make some moves and shit, man. Kids getting older.
So is it wrong for a man to think that he can have a woman for almost every day of the week at this point? It's not wrong to think that.
If he's a single man, shit, why not?
Yeah, if he's a single man, right?
You know what come with that, though?
A lot of fucking headache, it's money. A lot, man. You gotta have bread.
You gotta have some money.
You talking about seven different women? Seven different
No, I'm talking about like five, because you gotta take a couple days off.
Even still, five different women, five different personalities.
You're not gonna find what you want in one, so that's what I was saying. Why don't you just get 3 to 5? That way you can balance your shit out. Not living with you, I'm just saying that you keep in touch with. I just don't understand how one woman can take care of everything. That's like a woman already knows going in with one man, that she not going to have everything she wants.
We all not going to find...
What woman thinks she want everything she want with one man?
In each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? We all, out the gate, it's going to look like that, seem like that, feel like that, because let me explain my personal opinion. We all physically attracted first.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who it is, man. You don't see a female. You don't be out. If you outside, whatever, at the mall, park, whatever, you see a female, you don't say, oh, damn, that bitch mental turning me the fuck on right now. You know what I'm saying? You be like, you look at her and be like, oh, God.
Man, she looks so smart.
Fat. You be like, yo, that bitch bad. You know what I'm saying? You looking at the face, you looking at everything, the build, and then you getting to know her mental after that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And with that being said, even though everything falls outside looking in, y'all look good together, that don't mean everything good with you or her. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be things that you bringing and she bringing and shit. And it's other shit that she going to expect that you ain't bringing. And then it's other shit that you going to expect from her she ain't bringing. And that's where the communication come in. Like, well, how we going, you know what I'm saying, get to these levels where, you know what I'm saying, instead of us being like this, going head to head, you know what I mean, and not agreeing, we agreeing on the shit, and the shit is working, you know what I'm saying, the gears is turning, you know what I mean, because when it be like, some shit like, oh, well, I don't do this.
Hmm.
Fuck you mean? Shit, we together, you gonna do that shit. You know, like, who gonna do it?
We do that around
here. You know
here.
What I'm saying? Like, that's what, yeah, that's what we do over here. But you got females that's their mindset like that. It wasn't bred like that. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
You shouldn't expect them to, right? So
no.
And so with that being said, like, a lot of times what happens is instead of us, you know what I mean, as a couple or individual, you know what I'm saying, working at that shit, you know what I'm saying, like, well, you know what, let me try this shit, or, you know, let's just try it one time. We start judging. You know what I'm saying? Be like, man, I don't know about this motherfucker. This motherfucker says she don't be doing this, she don't be doing that. This motherfucker like do this, that, like, man, shit. You know what I'm saying? They go to that real quick. Like you said, the cheeks can be good, the pussy can be good, you know what I'm saying? You can be piping that junk from sun up to sun down. That don't mean shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's a moment.
That's a benefit.
You know what I'm saying? That, right, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you talking about longevity,
long term.
You know what I mean?
Being with one just seems like it kills the other ones. You know what I'm saying? The one that you do choose that has the most majority beneficial moments together. You know what I'm saying? That mental and all that you're talking about, that complete kit, it seems like she kills the other ones that were also good to be around. You know what I'm saying? You were learning from them as well. They just, it's like the killer plant. And so now it's just that one plant just kills all the other ones that were around you. And I don't know if that's a healthy thing. I don't know if that's how life's supposed to be for her.
But then they're not around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of shit is that?
You know what I mean? I mean, I get it with the men, you know what I'm saying? Man, most of the time, if they with a woman and they ain't hit the joint already, they just around because they want to see one day if they can hit the joint. You know what I'm saying? They're going to stay close to her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? One day she just
got she's going to
get lucky or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can see why those dudes they stay around.
Some, yeah, but not necessarily. And
they
shit.
Just playing their position.
You know what I mean?
You kind of have to deal with those people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's just my friend from school when we grew up together or whatever. He just gets a pass for being in your girl life. You know what I'm saying? But don't have no bitch like that. One of your friends be like that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, like, look, I'm sorry, I'm getting married to this lady, I can't talk to you no more. You gotta let her know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there's possibility there, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get to define your own shit, to be honest with you. For the majority of people, you're saying
that. No, but these women got a lot of
decision if you buy yourself or not.
You gotta establish boundaries, man.
Hey, call that one boundaries, boy. Establishing boundaries. I can do it both ways, you know what I'm saying? But that's only because I know that the one that I have, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that we've been through, I understand I can work with what I got. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like it makes more sense to have an open relationship with women nowadays, not to get too serious with them. It just seems like that's the more safe side for everybody.
And that's if you...
How open you want it.
Right. That's if, you know what I'm saying?
How open do you really want it?
I'm just saying, look, I'm cool with you, but I got other girls that I'm cool with too.
You got females,
and that don't mean that we're having sex.
But
a woman should be understanding
that. You got females
that
want to be serious, though. You know what I'm saying?
But she's not gonna kill all the other ones around when we do get serious. And that's what I feel like every woman's gonna. She's gonna do that.
Oh yeah. Now,
and if she's not gonna do that, she got some dudes that she's not gonna stop talking to. That's why she. That's why she cool with you talking to other women too.
But she really, at the end of the day, can't avoid that.
No, you can't. That's what every situation. You have to fix your own situation.
You got trust. You know what I'm saying? And then if you go, that other person, you know what I mean, is trying to overstep them boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Then you got to check that person. You know what I'm saying? And there's only so many times you're going to overstep that boundary. It should be that first and last. Especially when that person knows you're in a relationship, married or not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the respect come in, because, man, a lot of people don't have no respect nowadays, you know what I mean? Respect, no privacy, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely where it started, bro.
Space, because we all, looking at each other's life through a phone. So
yeah, that's what that ego is. You're number one, right, all day.
Kids.
Like, just imagine growing up as a child, and you just everything you do is supposed to be number one. It's just that mentality. We just know better as adults. We know that you're not always number one. The other shit that you have to be responsible for, you can't always be the number one priority every day, all day.
Yeah, but you gotta always think about yourself, because you're supposed to be here to take care of yourself
first
and take care of the others.
Yeah. Children are a responsibility, not a priority.
Yeah, that's not something they're gonna grow up having a problem with, figuring out what they like and don't like. You know what I'm saying? What situation they wanna be in. They already have a jump start on that. They know, they kinda know already, all right, this is what I like. It's empowering. I always used to wonder why people knew what they wanted to do so early when I was in school, and I didn't. I don't know what I wanna do.
Well, now we getting to
the mental health.
What's been passed, yeah, the mental health, what's been passed on without us even knowing, because we had a generation of uncles and grandparents and their parents who didn't have doctors who could diagnose them with social anxiety and bipolar, you know what I'm saying, schizophrenia, whatever, you know what I'm saying, all these, everything now that everybody has access to go to a doctor and they can tell them, hey, well, you know, do you have these type of dreams or do you have these feelings? And, you know, how are you feeling each day? Do you feel like hurting yourself? You know, all these questions you get asked, and it's almost like, okay, this Jedi mind tricks being played. You got to figure out, you know what I'm saying, who you are within that shit.
Before you get dementia, figure out who you are.
Because before they label you and say that you might was a nut.
Right, when you're going over your grave, telling everybody how you really were.
You can't get employment.
To me, Aaron, to answer your question, I think as a man, if you know what I'm saying, on your shit and in position to where, you know what I'm saying, you got your shit on point, you maintain it. Like, I ain't talking about just maintain, live, check, maintain. I'm talking about you maintaining, you got your checking's on point, the savings on point, you know what I'm saying? Your stash, holiday shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you able to make moves when you want to make them, not when you can afford to make them, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You taking control of your destiny.
You don't have no issues too much for real out of a female and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? Mm-hmm. Agreed. And that's the position you want to come from. That's why I was wondering what you really need a woman for at the end of the day. It's the modern times of living, and that's what I was trying to figure out.
Man,
everybody has different reasons. That's why they want to live with somebody.
It's the balance, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you can have conversations, you know what I'm saying, with your lady and shit that you have with your mans, and then, you know what I'm saying, probably not all of them, but some of them, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, y'all chilling, laughing, you know what I'm saying, she smoke a drink, you know what I'm saying, y'all can do all that shit together and still smash and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, that's to me better than being with your man shit every day, all day and shit like that.
Mix it up,
you know what I mean, but only thing would come out of that, like if you know what I'm saying, balling like that, only thing that would come out of bad out of that is if you ain't showing up time and attention and shit, because that's what females fucking thrive on and shit. Time, attention, you know what I'm saying? Attention and shit. Emotions and shit, you know what I'm saying? Fucking. You be taking on so many goddamn professions, it's unreal. Shit. You become a fucking. You become a fucking masseuse. You become a goddamn OBGYN and shit. Motherfucking.
Yeah, you get busy. Butler.
Man, what? Hairstylist. Chef. Yeah, chef. All that shit, man. Shit.
You already know you want trash.
Janitors. Handyman.
The whole janitor. Yep.
You motherfucking.
Don't act like you don't know how to fix shit.
No bullshit. You bet. YouTube.
You might have Johnny coming over when you ain't there.
Right. I mean, you better know how to do something.
That's the thing. We're not complete either. Find a man that's complete out here, that has 100% of everything. He ain't swell, he can do it. He might know somebody that could do it.
Ain't nobody, huh?
shit crazy to me.
But everybody,
you talk about traditional shit. Stop looking for a complete person.
Everybody.
Nah,
you're not gonna find them.
Imperfect. You know what I'm saying?
There's gonna be something that you're gonna have to work on. This person that you're with is gonna have to work on to be with you.
Now, to that point, how much of it are you really waiting to be worked on?
Not a lot.
So then you ask yourself, how long am I really gonna deal with it? And then you put the limit on shit, which ain't good.
Yeah, like Jay was saying, now you gotta hear somebody telling you about yourself, telling you what you should be doing with yourself, and you already been through that shit already. You already know what you should be doing, so that's why you're doing it. You don't need nobody rushing you.
Nobody putting now you in your pocket.
Somebody doesn't know too much about you and too much shit is in your ear every day. It's not beneficial to you.
Yeah.
They done got too much mouth on them now. So they pushed themselves away. I just can't figure it out. It's not meant to get figured out.
You just did figure it out.
Oh no, it's not for me necessarily. I'm just saying for other people. Like, how do you explain it to them? They living so hard to be with one person.
I know they're out there somewhere. I don't know. They're probably at the grocery store. Guys gonna have me.
I mean, come on, man. You already a complete person. Work on being that complete person. And then that's the other thing that I was saying. If I get personal with it, I feel like being with one person is good, as opposed to being with multiple people for a few reasons. One of them we can start with is sexual. You know what I'm saying? There's diseases out here I don't want to catch.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the off to having more than one woman that I go to every day or every week and talking and spreading. So that was a decision I had to make for myself. Like, all right, that's not practical. Because I know it's not going to be one or two. It's going to be three or four or five. You know what I'm saying? Different partners. That, you know what I'm saying, women are picky, they don't want to be bothered, or this and that. You're not fully trying to commit, so she's not going to want to talk certain nights, she's not going to want to go out certain days. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's the whole headache is there, plus it's financial. Like you said, you got to be balling to have that many women. Or not balling, but you got to be in a financial situation where you can play like that. You know what I'm saying?
Funky
get them interested in
what? Rico Suave, old smooth operator.
Smooth
criminal, boy.
Because they out, because they gonna
especially
know.
Especially if you're in the same area.
They gonna know if you moving with something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Better not have your own crib. You better be going to hotels or something.
You may get something that just want to be taught something.
That's what I'm saying. Look how expensive that is. And then you talking about traditional.
Because you're going to be doing something different with each jump.
Yeah, traditional. Unless they know about each other. But traditionally, that's not what we're supposed to be doing, right? That's what we were taught. Nah, you ain't supposed to be running through women like that.
Yeah, they lied to us about a lot of stuff. Well, not so much lied to us. I think they just, what they couldn't do, they wanted us to get away from. They were told they had to get married and settle down with a woman.
But they had side pieces. They had side pieces growing up. There wasn't no cell phone, where you at? Sure, it was like, I had a meeting, I was late.
Well, I worked late?
Yeah, it was a late meeting.
Well, I was hanging out with the fellas the whole time. You with this other chick uptown. It was different.
Side piece.
Yeah, it was different. There was no way to really get caught back unless somebody snitching saw you. Yeah, somebody saw
somebody
you.
Somebody had to really see them.
So they grew up on having more than one. A lot of them did. Having outside the marriage kids and all that.
That was all the motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all of them.
All that. How far you want to go back?
We're supposed to just be with one woman, though. That's what I was taught.
That's because the America has done so much to make that the focus for black, for a way of settling black men down.
That's a rare woman.
For it's a way of keeping us, you know what I'm saying, from being out here with different women and putting restrictions on it. Why you think dudes name, when women have children and they go get help from the state, dude's name can't be on the lease. He the parent, he the father. Why he can't be at the house?
Because
they assisting you through the government.
Right.
So I can't be there? And I'm, even if we not married, but that's my daughter or my son or whatever, I can't be there.
Yep.
That's the program. Yeah.
And so they don't, you know what I'm saying, try to eliminate so many ways to eliminate you from being able to reproduce. So that's why when we had these children and they doing good, oh my goodness. That's the blessing. It's like it's too late then.
Right.
It's too late then. They can't be nothing with you then if you already got your kids and, you know what I'm saying, good shit, academic, athletics, you know, if you got your kids in the right direction. But if you don't, easy pickings. think about all the, well, you know, we get kind of, you know what I'm saying, but think of, only thing Mike Tyson could ever do in his life. We all know more Jordan can do more than just play ball, at, you know what I'm saying, later on, but Jordan got set up with a marketing team that was out of this world early, so he was already plugged in for the rest of his life. He didn't have to do shit, but who? All Michael Jackson had to do was entertain. Dance. That's it. He had to do one thing, dog. Whereas we talk about women can do what at one time? Four or five things at one time? That's another, that's another part of your answer right there. They can do four or five things at one time. We got mine on one thing. You know what I'm saying? We think, well, we think, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go get this, I'm gonna go to work, I'm gonna come home, I'm about to do this. They already on four or five other things all at one time. What they already got set up. Yeah, I'ma have this motherfucker take me to get this and do this. Mm-hmm. I'ma have this set up this way and I'ma be
Oh yeah, damn if it don't go that way.
Oh yeah, me and his mama cool now, or me and his mama ain't cool, so now I gotta figure out somebody else I gotta get cool with in the family. Mm-hmm. That's why I say I may be straight off a little bit, but it's all, it all, you gotta know what defines you.
No, you need to be able to wear many hats.
What defines you?
Just one hat.
What type of person do you define yourself as? And what people, you know what I'm saying? What do you want people to get from you? Especially a woman. What do you want her to get from you? You know what I'm saying? Because it's something that she looking for something when she looking at you. What is it about him? That's the question they always ask. They ask the girls, I don't know what it is about him. You asking yourself that question. Yeah, what is it about me?
Imagine it
like
without
I really want to know what is it about me.
Imagine it without me. That's what it's about me.
Them cheek muscles. Which ones?
It just makes you, I don't know, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You said I could really be by myself. You know, we think about in terms of man. To be by himself and just have different women that he talks to. Without it being sexual, and you really can make different connections and make them serious connections. You might find a woman that's a doctor that can tell you more about your health and how to eat better. That's not coming from you, you know, somebody else. Or you can find a woman that can tell you more about your finances. That's not your wife. So I get it.
Yeah, that line of thinking needs to get out the window. Why is it? Because a man wants to talk to another woman that we're going to end up having sex.
Sometimes,
I'm gonna end up being one on one with her.
In a relationship, it's the delivery and shit. Sometimes, by the time we come to each other with it, if we don't come with each other with it out the gate, when we approach each other with it, it's already an attitude, you know what I mean? Because it's something that's built
up. Built up, though, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what sparks shit. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, y'all in an argument and shit.
Know your worth. Know your worth.
Argument don't be about nothing.
Shit, pick your fight, yeah. Choose your war.
Just want to see if you're going to get a rebuttal. What you really thinking, what's really on your mind? Remember I said, they don't really want you to, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to be apologetic, they want to get you thinking. I mean, they don't want you thinking, they want to get you responding. Just give an answer. Well, why can't you answer me now? Because I haven't thought about shit that you just told me all the way. I just received the information. Like, you want me to... So you want to see me upset. You don't want to see me break the shit down until I can understand it. Because I'm just trying to figure out if that's when you really coming so I can make sure, you know, I don't go off on you.
Went on like six... I had about six subjects in there.
Yeah, he like, dang, I'm not sure which one I'm getting information right. So you really going to do what you just said you was going to do?
Yeah.
Or if you say, yeah, I'm not even going to be arguing no more with you. What you mean by you're not arguing no more with me? I'm not going to be arguing no more with you. So how are we supposed to communicate? They vicious.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Do you want me to just make your ears tingle with the things you want me to say? You want me to certain things to just be said so that you hear me say it?
They want all action.
So that I can lie to you? Is that what pleases you? Cause that's what a lot of dudes can do easily. We can easily lie to a woman.
Now they want to be taken care of sexually. They want to be taken care of financially. And they want to also feel safe.
Mentally, emotionally.
Yeah, they want you to feel like when you look at them, that's what you're looking at is her.
Yeah.
It's very, very.
Ass for only her. You know what I'm saying?
It can be that way, but what comes with that? What price comes with that? Or, you know what I'm saying? What you said earlier, the physical is always going our way because you're going to wake up and be like, looking at this. Oh, yeah. Or it's going to be, you know what? You looking better and better to me. You may not tell them that right away, you know what I'm saying, in your head, but you're like, man, she looking better.
Sounds like a troll.
Now, how you feel about somebody would dictate how you look at her. You see her.
I think it gets to a point to where you feel like, you know what I'm saying? You're putting out more than you receive.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if shorty say like, daddy ain't get home, or blah, blah, down, do this, and woo, woo, and then you get in this joint, you got in your mindset like, man, shit, somebody get a fucking, yeah. The worst, like, nothing go down and shit. That shit like automatically turn you off, cause if she try to do something, shit will come at you like that. You like, man, nah, I'm good.
That experience.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you like.
Lot of that stuff.
Yeah, like. Man, I thought you was gonna rub brother down. Oh, I'm tired. Okay, all right. Well, I'm tell you what's gonna happen next time you ask me. I'm tired. Okay. Fuck that.
All right.
You know what I mean? You get that mindset and shit, but it shouldn't be that. But
it does happen.
You get that. You know what I'm saying?
I guess you gotta try to hold each other somewhat, try to each other accountable for and say, you know what? Since you didn't do what you did
last night. But you ain't initiating nothing.
We there. How long been together? We there. I got initiated.
That'd be the
shit. Dang.
You didn't initiate anything.
But every man has to say that one time.
You the one sent the emoji.
I guess I gotta have a little shit like the airplanes and just woo-doo. Lights on it,
guide you over. Y'all gotta guide you.
You ready?
Show you how to lower your sights.
You want me to palm it or you want me to get a juke thing?
Okay. Help me help you.
I've been wanting to try some shit.
It's what you've been through, though. It's my fault. Alright? Whatever he put you through, my fault now.
Yeah, you got a lot like that, too.
Hey, tell me.
Oh, yeah. The old nigga. Oh, yeah. I forgot I told you about him.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, he used to do the same thing. He turns me off.
Well, that's to put their guard up so they let you know they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the trigger. Because they all have triggers. You know what I'm saying? And you seen a woman look at you cold, look at you right in your face, but she looking at you cold, but she's showing you love, but it's cold. Mm-hmm. You can't really determine at that time because you like, you can't determine at that time.
I'm in it.
You know what I'm saying? If it's real cold or y'all just going through a tough time.
I'm trying to tell you, it's one of them.
The eyes let you know.
Yeah, that and I'm trying to tell you, it's scary because it's like 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Like especially if they bring you a plate of food. I'm almost only gonna eat that shit. You looking at that shit like. That look good as a motherfucker.
Nah, I come back to doing that shit.
I don't know. I wasn't out there when she made this motherfucker. She could've.
It gets to that point.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You be thinking like that, you like.
If it gets there, then you already make big moves and just be like, alright, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this left.
Yeah, I'm going to go this way.
Oh, I just finished
making
it.
It's 7. Okay. Surely you know. I thought about it. I watched what I eat lately. You know what I mean?
Switching. I'm going to a bread diet.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's not good enough.
Just rice and gravy.
Alright, yeah, so, you know, that was junk we just did from. Like almost the end of December 2021.
We just want to touch bases on what entitlement is, you know what I mean, in today's society with men and women. And, you know, you touched on going through a man's phone, using physical attributes as her advantage or his advantage, you know, respect for each other's space, friends with benefits, getting comfortable too early, or, you know, sometimes lust won't get you, but so far. So, just another episode with my good man. Good man, J.R. Arrow, you know, of course yours, T.I.M.E. on the tracks. And, yeah, man, we got some new material coming. This was fun. We kind of dived into just what we feel. Again, this is our opinions. And it's based on, you know, experience. And it's also based on just, you know, what we see coming from our point of views. You know, and it's not a slander or anything, but it's just to open up some airwaves, so to speak, good dialogue. You know, next time on, may want to have a few women, you know what I'm saying, come join and partake in this activity. So for now, it's your man, Dark Horse, T-I-M-E, Horsepower, you know what it is, Good Dogs Podcast, yes sir.